Well, you know, this is my favorite part of the program, and I have somebody really particularly special on the line with me. She's just back from Ireland, where she was looking up her ancestors, and son of a gun, she found them. And this is the lady that always corrects my grammar. Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Shoup. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, she's so formal here now because we're talking on the radio show. It's usually Randy and Lisa, but that's okay. So whatever. But anyway, you just got back from a great trip to Ireland, and you actually located relatives.
Yes, we didn't expect to, but we went there just to find some paperwork, documentation, where great-grandmother came from. And lo and behold, our research led us to this little farm in a town called Knock. And we, I don't know, got the, I guess we're brave enough to see
who was
living
there. Go knock on the door?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you really?
It turns out that the same, my great-grandmother's family is still there, and my grandfather's first cousin opened the door.
And you were, did you recognize the names of these people? I mean, once they started saying who they were these things familiar at all?
Oh, sure, yeah, because her last name is the same last name that they have and where they live, and he knew all, I asked him if he knew who her parents were, so I used their first name, and I said, would you happen to know who Tobias and Bridget are? And he looked dead at me and said, yeah, they're my grandparents, you know, they're my grandparents for him, and then for me, it was they're my great-great-grandparents, so we're off by a generation, but it was still just amazing.
And the odds of this are just infinitesimally small.
From what the genealogists say, it's pretty rare. Yeah, to actually go. I mean, I don't think it's impossible, but
well, sure.
When you go and you expect to find, you know, you go to the National Library in Dublin and you expect to find some paperwork, maybe find out what ship she sailed on, those kinds of things. And you know, we managed to track down where the farm was, and it's you know, the fact that they're still there is pretty unbelievable.
Well, that's just incredibly cool, and it's a great story. And one of the things I wanted to chat with you about is that, I mean, you and your husband obviously went on this excursion together. And one of the things I told all the listeners, I said that, you know, that I helped, I did something for you and maybe changed the rest of your life and possibly saved your marriage, because your husband was a pretty serious and dedicated snorer.
I think that he could have won, if snoring was an event in the Olympics, he could have won the gold. No doubt.
And you weren't okay with it. I mean, it bothered your sleep.
It did. In fact, what I had to do is there would be like levels to it prior to getting the tavern clients. There would be like, he'd wake up and I'd have like a one ear plug, one pillow kind of night to like, depending on how I rolled. And then sometimes it was a two earplug night, and then other times it was both earplugs plus I would sandwich my head into pillows, and I could still hear him through that.
Oh, and you and I, by chance, at the office one day, had a casual conversation about this tap appliance thing that I could do, and that's really kind of what got the ball rolling.
Yeah, what really got the ball rolling is I was driving in my car, and I heard you talk about it on the radio show, which is kind of ironic because now I'm talking about it on the radio show. But this thing that you put in your mouth, it can't really be as good as he's saying that it can. This was before you were my dentist. Then I became a Randy Shoup, like mega, you're the guru as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you.
When I brought it up and we were talking about it in the office, you remember how skeptical I was?
Oh, yes, you know? Very much so.
This can't really be. Are you sure about that? Those kinds of things. He got the sleep study, and we found out, shockingly, that he snored.
That was a thrill, right?
I mean, a lot. Yeah, I like, okay, tell me something I don't know, right? And then he got the tap appliance, and it's changed everything. The most amazing thing I think ever invented. And I'm only using a little bit of hyperbole there, just a little, but it's true. It's changed everything. I almost threw away my earplugs after 2 weeks, hanging on to them.
It's a security blanket for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. And Yeah, so I had heard about it through just listening to you, and then we started talking about it in the office. So that's kind of how it all started.
You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and this is my good friend Lisa. And we're talking about how I was able to really kind of change the trajectory of the rest of her sleeping part of her life with her husband and help out things. And so tell the folks that are listening, because, I mean, we got the tap appliance going, and you guys had it for a while. We double-checked it for a little bit, and then you guys have been off on your adventure. So I've not really had any time to go back and double-check and triple-check how things have gone. So really, honestly, from out of the blue, how have things gone?
It's gone great. The beautiful thing about it is it's adjustable.
Yes.
And, you know, we've talked a couple times about, you know, if he starts to snore a little bit, it's a simple little adjustment. It takes, I don't know, a second to adjust, you know, like really, it's really easy to do.
Sure.
And you just give it a little bit of like a couple nights to it, you know, you see, is that enough? Did we, you know, and it just responds. And he's gone from, he wouldn't even be able to make the Olympics, the snoring Olympics anymore. I mean, gone to where I don't need earplugs. Occasionally he'll like slip into a little tiny, what I would consider like probably what everybody does, like little sort of, a light little, it's not even a snore. He's just basically
some people
breathing,
just breathe heavily, you know, and they, that's it.
And sometimes, I'm going to be honest, when he first got the tap appliance, I would wake up and feel, and I'd be worried that he wasn't like, is he breathing, you know, because it's so unusual for him to be so quiet when he sleeps. But,
well, that's that's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it is. And you're not joking when you said it's changed everything for us, because we didn't want to be the kind of people who were married that had to leave the room, you know, had to go sleep somewhere else.
Sure.
And we'll never have to worry about that. We'll never even have to think about it. Not that we really gave it much consideration. I was just going to sandwich my head for the rest of our marriage. But, you know, now we don't have to worry about that at all.
You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and this is my good friend Lisa, and she's talking about her personal experience in having listened to the radio show and heard me talk about the tap appliance and being the complete consummate skeptic. And actually, the reality of it is, daggone it, we got one for her husband, and it actually really, really, and it just like Ron Popeil, and it really, really works. And so you can get your, you know, 99.95, you know, Vegematic, and then it really, 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 really works. So at this stage of the game, what has your husband reported about how it is to wear it, how he feels, what he thinks about in terms of his experience?
Well, he's talked to a lot of people about it, because we feel like we're sort of, our job is to tell people that snore that there's an alternative to a CPAP machine. And
sure.
So we spread the word. But
you're the evangelist for the tap appliance.
Yes, we are. He often comments about how it doesn't feel invasive. It doesn't feel like, even though it's keeping your jaw in line, that it's not something that he doesn't feel sore or
sure.
He doesn't feel awkward or anything like that when he's sleeping. So he wakes up, before he goes to sleep, he pops it in. He sleeps, and when he gets up, he pops it out, and I was a little worried that he would feel like, oh, I don't know if I could wear this thing, but it's been a breeze. It's been a total breeze.
I love it. Listen, you have been so good. I've taken a bunch of your time. I know you're super busy with a bunch of stuff, but thank you very, very much for sharing your story with everybody. And I hope that if there's, you know, people out there, I mean, there are ladies that snore too. So men, if you're the one there, if you're like Lisa that's sitting over there trying to figure out, you know, how many earplugs and pillows do I need tonight? We make these things for ladies as well. And so I'm very, very thankful that you would feel good enough to share this story. And I have to believe that it'll resonate with somebody like it did with you, and you can be responsible now for having some other person have a better nighttime relationship. I mean, it's huge. It really helps.
It really does. Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
Lisa, thank you. I'll see you at the office next time, kiddo.
All right, Randy. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.